with the latest in your news on KDDR The Tornado from NewsDakota.com, I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Applied Blockchain Incorporated has broke ground on a 180-megawatt hosting facility in Ellendale and is expected to begin energizing early in the first half of 2023. The $100 million Ellendale facility officially marks the third-generation data center for Applied Blockchain, with the construction of its 200-megawatt facility in Garden City, Texas, and 100-megawatt facility in Jamestown that opened earlier this year. Applied Blockchain entered into a 5-year energy service agreement with a utility partner in Dickey County, servicing Ellendale on September 1, 2022. Available transmission capacity and excess wind generation, in addition to strong relationships with North Dakota communities and contractors to assist with facility construction and operation, were key factors in choosing the location. In conjunction with the execution of the ESA and groundbreaking, Applied Blockchain and Marathon Digital Holdings mutually executed the option for an additional 70 megawatts of hosting at the Ellendale location. This brings contracted capacity with Marathon to 276 megawatts and total contracted hosting for the company to nearly 500 megawatts. Read more online at newsdakota.com. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering is reminding farmers that assistance is available for blackbird damage to crops through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services program. Goering says blackbirds cause millions of dollars in losses annually to sunflower and grain crops. He added Wildlife Services provides integrated blackbird damage management by loaning non-lethal management equipment to farmers and assisting with blackbird dispersal from sunflower fields and roost sites. Wildlife Services provides federal leadership and expertise to resolve wildlife conflicts that threaten public health and safety, and agriculture, property, and natural resources. Goering says those needing blackbird management can find more contact information for their county at nd.gov. That's the latest in your news on KDDR The Tornado. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.